Here's Wilson, and on the right circle, he scores!
Rebound loose, wild scramble in front, score! Ovechkin with a buzzer beater! It'll count!
And a hat trick tonight, number 21, Evan
Braden Holtby.
Hello and welcome once again to the Power Play Point Podcast. This is your host, the Blue Liner on Point, talking to you live from the digs at beautiful downtown Glenbury, Maryland. And yes, we are back again for another edition, another season of Caps Hockey. Yes, it's finally here and it's for real. Not like that fake hockey, but well, I don't know where you'd be watching fake hockey, but anyway, to help us along here with reporting Caps hockey for another season, I don't know why I'm laughing. I don't know why it's so funny, but it is funny because it's the third year we're doing this. Yeah. But our beautiful, wonderful mermaid is here with me, and you know her well. It's Anna Knox.
Yep. And just as you were saying that, you know, we're hitting up our, you know, third season together, which is pretty amazing. And then I'm thinking, really? Because it was like 95 today. So I tried. I went out with the kids today to like get Halloween decorations. And I'm like, seriously, walking into these places and it's like, Santa and Christmas. I'm like, my God, it's 95 out. So I'm really hoping, you know, we flip that calendar on Tuesday and we actually feel like it's hockey season because I'm ready for October 2nd, big time. But I'm also really, really ready to wear a sweatshirt. It's not happening.
Well, you know what they say, you like to talk about the weather, but you don't usually do anything about it. I guess now you're trying to do something about it.
I know, we all try to, trust me, teachers always have some sort of superstitious thing where if we really want a snow day, you know, people, I don't know, they wear their PJs inside out and all this other stuff. I don't partake in that. I'm like, whatever, cheers to you. But people have their, you know, snow dances out here, but when you're looking at like Colorado and the Rockies getting like a record breaking 40 inches of snow, like today and tomorrow, and then here it's 95 degrees, not really feeling and I'm not into the pumpkin spice bullshit anyways, but I'm not really feeling the fall pumpkin love yet. So maybe October.
It'll come. You'll get that nice, cool, crisp breeze in the air and it'll be hockey weather soon.
It has to be.
I think so. Before we get into what's going to amount to a quick season preview, want to just get a couple things out of the way. I'm going to try and weave it in again this week if I can remember what my plan was. But last show, I said that we're going to introduce a common leitmotif, common theme. Didn't go over well, I guess, because just didn't go over well. But quickly reviewing all of that, first clue I threw out there was the line I said about actual hockey games, actual situations, actual hockey situations, things like that. That was from Police Academy, the movie Police Academy. Another one I threw out there was two lines about Tommy Wilson's winning goal. I feel the need for speed. That was from Top Gun, the movie Top Gun. And then hey, say hello to my little friends from the movie Scarface. And then, of course, the last line at the very end, do the right thing. Common theme there, 80s movies. No points this round for anybody since we didn't get a right guess or any guess for that match. So
I didn't pick up on it at all. So
yeah, well, okay.
I'm 80s stuff, I'm like, pretty good on, but I totally misread your whatever trivia thing you want to go into. I thought you were going to like give the listening audience two or three or four sayings or quotes or numbers or stats, and then people may be like, oh yeah, that's, you know, the blah 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 is like, you know, the lead scorers of 1978. I don't
yeah, know. I think you got a point. I think I'm gonna lead it in a little bit better and try and introduce it a little bit better. I think we're probably gonna skip that for this week since we're very pressed on time.
Okay.
So when we last left you, it was the first game of the preseason against the Hawks. Looks like the Caps acquitted themselves very well. And now we're into a new season. We're on the eve of the new season. One preseason game left to go, or did they just finish that today?
They finished it today.
That's what I thought. Okay. Yep. So where the Caps are, of course, they're unfortunately no longer the defending champs. And speaking of last season, not quite the finish anybody wanted, of course, being bounced in the first round. But I got to throw some love to the St. Louis Cup winning team. It just gelled beautifully for them. And when it came down to watching this team in the postseason, well, time on my hands was spent watching that team scoring like pinball, play with passion, and hitting like hammers. Bam! Layla inspired them. And I guess why the champs are the Blues.
What?
Just wanted to throw that out there. You'll understand later.
See, if I was listening to this, I'd be like, random.
Yeah, but totally.
We talked about last time, basically, you know, if we had to see a team come out and win the cup, this was a good contender. It was a good team, good people, good fans. You know, I'm glad I didn't put any money down going into the finals because of how crazy it was. So, you know, all the teams that everyone thought like, oh, Tampa Bay's got it, and now the Islanders and this. And it's like everyone gets knocked out. It was like, you know, nobody saw it coming. So in the end, it was good. It you know, good for them. And we'll see them raise their banner on the second, and I'll applaud, you know, and then it's going to be like, all right, bitch, bring it on right after.
That's right. That's the beautiful thing about hockey. All you got to do is get to the playoffs and you're in. That's the beautiful thing about a new season. Everybody's 0-0.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all good. So let's go ahead and jump right in. And as you mentioned, the Caps earlier today, as we're recording this, it is September the 29th. By the way, we were talking about this our third year together. Happy anniversary.
Oh, well, thank you. Gosh, I don't have a pun for you. So let me think. Let me sit on that. Something will come to me, I'm sure.
That's what she said.
Exactly. Exactly. See, you're learning. You're learning. I'll think of something. But yes, happy 3 year. Three seasons, trifecta, whatever you want to call it.
All that and more.
Yeah, it feels longer. Oh. There you go.
I won't even touch that one.
Yeah, I'm just going to throw you for a loop. It's because I've been sick for like freaking 12 days, and I'm just now finally feeling that human.
I know we're pressed for time, but that was the other thing. I kind of want to mention that we didn't really have much to go on and why we didn't do a show last week. On top of that, our resident mermaid wasn't feeling very well to the point where she actually had to not go to her job. So figured, you know.
And my phone was blowing up because my students were acting out. And I was like, listen, like, enough. So that was the first day I took off, was my phone blowing up. It was like I was still at school. And then I took off Thursday because I had literally, and I think probably to the praise of many, lost my voice. So my kids and my husband are like, oh, what? Woo! But yeah, it was like just completely shot. It was just not, and I was exhausted, whatever. So yes, this upper respiratory infection sucks. I hope nobody gets it. I take that back. I hope nobody gets it, but Carolina Jerk fans. That's going to be my new thing. Some of the players.
Too. Yeah. Yeah. They can all go.
Yeah.
Sit on a spike seat cushion or something.
Works for me.
Yeah. But speaking of those bunch of jerks, they played them in their final preseason match. I unfortunately could not see much more than a couple highlights from the first and second periods. Didn't get to see the game. Understand you did.
I did.
I saw the first two Caps goals. I saw the first goal the Caps gave up. Pretty good game from what I could see of it.
I honestly put this on our Facebook page. I was astounded that if you had told me that this was just a preseason game, I've been like, no fucking way. They, from the moment that the puck dropped, they were out to get each other. It was crazy. And the funny thing was, if you listen to Jopie and Locker talking the first 5 minutes, they have never heard so many whistles. I mean, it was really ridiculous. So you're thinking like, okay. And even Locker said like, my God, is this going to be the rest of the game? Cause this is going to be a complete bore. Like this is just stupid. And then all of a sudden it was so fast, so physical. And it's like they were truly like, if you didn't know that today, you know, it's end of September, it was the last preseason game, you really would have thought it was like a playoff game the way that these guys were out there playing. And it was kind of crazy, like I have to say, watching Carolina come together, as much as we hate excuse me, Aho and whatever else, because we all do.
Gummit, that he had to frickin' score again.
I think he scored twice.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah, and they were really kind of fantastic goals. But that's totally besides the point. I was just going to say, it was really kind of crazy to see this team come out so revved up and so out to kill without Justin Williams. And I thought, you know what? Yeah. Good for them, because, yeah, he was their captain and he played for us. But you know what? I thought he kind of became a dick when he moved to their team. And then I was like, I don't know, like, whatever. And then, like, now he's, you know, pseudo retired or stepping back, whatever that means. But this today was intense. There's a lot of animosity between these two teams. And I can honestly say that I think that my opinion of the Jerks is that they have become more of the Caps nemesis, you know, like the rivalry, you know, over the Pens, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. And you posted as much on our page, and there's a case to be made for that. With the Canes on the rise, the Penguins possibly taking a step or two back this year. Some saying that they may not be what they used to be, and you know, there's a chance. I don't know that there's a chance that they would. I mean, I don't presume to know anything about their chances or care, but some evaluators have said that this could be the year they miss the playoffs. I don't know about that, but
but they will, because Phil Kessel's in Arizona,
right? And that's yeah, that's what they're pointing to, is that it's that big deal causing that. But that's neither here nor there. We don't care,
right?
But yeah, you might have a point about them being, you know, our big rivals, and that's going to be really interesting watching those games. And I'm pleased to see that the Caps were ready for what's going to be the opening bell in a few days. They were, like you said, they were coming out snarling and scratching and clawing, ready for this game. And if they're ready for this game, they're ready for just about anything. So I did like seeing that from what I did see. So let's go to the, speaking of the Facebook page, let's go to that. We did see a post from some loyal listeners with regard to concerns related to what they've seen of the team lately and what they've seen as of today. Mm-hmm. So we're still focused on today's game, so we're going to skip to the one about the game. It's from Bernie Deal, and I will quote directly here. Stevenson made a strong play at being Kuzi's replacement during his suspension on second line in last two preseason games. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, when we last left you, I did go out and say, yes, I was not impressed with Chandler Stevenson. He looked slow. He looked like he didn't care. He was not following the lead of others on the team who, their hearts out, fighting for a job. But obviously since then, he's taken it to another level, and he stepped it up, and he got, 2 assists in this game?
He looked awesome. I mean, I will just say I want to say it was Locker that had mentioned during one of the intermissions that Stevenson is playing like he should be playing, like he has earned a spot, because he kind of feels like management was like, listen, last year, not so much. Last couple preseason games, not so much. You need to really step it up.
Right.
And all of a sudden, like what I saw today was, yes, this is exactly what we wanted to, what we needed to see out of him. He was on it, and it was impressive. And I hope it continues, because I was probably worse, I was worse than what you had said about him. Cause I was like, you kind of forget that he's there. And I don't mean that to be like a complete jerk about it, but it's like when someone's performing during a game with fantastic, whether it's passing, whatever it is, and you want to stand out players, he was certainly not on my radar last year, but certainly not on my radar for the preseason games. Today he stepped it up, and I'm hoping, like they said, if he is the Kuzi step in, he's going to have to go, balls out on when we play our first home game against Carolina, because that is going to be tough after seeing today.
Yeah, most definitely. And it's good to see him improve, because he's probably, maybe not even probably, the best skater on that team. And as we all know in hockey, skating is the name of the game. It's just about everything.
I don't agree with that, though.
You don't?
Was that Stevenson's the best skater?
I think he is.
In regard to skill or speed or both?
Maybe not the best combination of skill and speed, but at least speed and timing.
No way.
I think he's maybe not the best, but one of the best.
But you said that.
You kind of saw it. You kind of saw it today. I know who you're leaning towards.
Oh, it's not Tommy.
I know it's not Tommy. Okay, I know exactly who you're leaning towards.
Okay, and good.
He's pretty good too. But I'm just saying Stevenson is up there, if not the best. Now, no, does he have the best skill? No, he does not.
Nope.
But I think he can apply his speed to better the scoring chances, better the overall situation, whether it's on one end of the ice or the other for the Caps. He puts himself in a position to score, or he can act as a decoy. Either way, his skating makes all of that happen. That's what he did in 2018. 2017, 2018. Not so much last year. So glad to see that. Glad to see he put himself open for the stretch pass that he got, and then the shot on goal that Oshie deflected in for the game tire at the opening. Really glad to see that. And then, of course, he assisted on, I think it was Vrana's second goal towards the end. So it would have been my choice for
speed, but that's okay.
Best skater, I know. So, but speaking of Vrana, yes, he also had a very good game. Always great to see. And, he's great to see that he looks like he is champing at the bit for this season to start. Raise the curtain. Blast open the door, whatever. Get the puck on the ice. Get the puck out there, so to speak, and get that, just get it going so he can start. And he is projected to score probably 30 goals this year. I think he's good for that. That's probably an easy get for him. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think that when we saw him come in, and everyone was like, who is this kid? And Alan May couldn't even pronounce Jacob. It was like, is it Jacob? Is it Jakob? Is it Jake? Whatever. And everyone's like, whatever. It's number 13. It's Vrana. This kid has skills. Give it to him. And we saw, his fantastic Stanley Cup wins and his videos afterwards celebrating, and he didn't disappoint that quote-unquote sophomore year. I thought he did kicked ass last year, and I just think that he is one that is determined to get out there and keep it going. And I think seeing him today, was exactly where he's supposed to be, but you know what, if you watch it, there to me is your number one player with the skills and the speed. Hands down, Vrana over Stevenson any day. But yeah, it was good. It was good to see. And I think that he's, he's matured as a player too. I mean, he's still a young kid, but he definitely knows what he needs to do to get out there.
Absolutely. And so going back to our Facebook room, want to go back to the posts that were made with regard to our recording. Our resident show consigliere, Mr. Christian Levesque, had actually two posts he made. So we're going to get to the first one, the second one he made. On the D-lines, who impressed you the most, someone not named Carlson or Orlov? I'll start. I didn't see much. So take this with a grain of salt and be completely honest. But what I did see in the beginning, not impressed. What I did see in this game, though, more impressed. So nice to see him evolve. And that was Martin Favari. Mm-hmm. Or Ferry, if you can't pronounce his name. It was really good to see him evolve as the preseason went. I don't know that he'll crack the opening night lineup. I don't even know if he'll get more than one or two game call up as far as the regular season. But I think he's a star in the making, and if he can improve his outlook, improve his standing within six games of a preseason, then his future looks bright indeed. So as far as stud rookies or future prospects on the D line, very, very good to see. Also, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I also liked how Radko Gudas seems to be fitting in.
Me too.
he's playing. Very surprised at his skill with the puck. I think it was him that found Stevenson for that first goal.
He was a topic with Locker, and I keep bringing this up just because, those guys are awesome anyways to listen to, but between Chopi and Locker saying that they were both kind of surprised with his sort of, you know, restraint more with lack of better words. And, you know, is that because it's preseason and we haven't seen him come like, you know, full out being that aggressive player, but he's playing smart hockey. He is out there. He looks like he is in control, and he's another one that, you know, let's hope that he's going to be one that's going to kind of guide the hand of the younger guys. But I have also been impressed with the new quote unquote three added to my little circle of yay.
Ah, so he's now officially part of your
he's mermaid. Not quite. I was hoping today. I was hoping today that he was really like, I think what it's going to take for me, and is, I don't know if this sounds wrong. I don't think it does, but it's like, I really think I need him to, you know, just drop the gloves with someone and beat the crap out of somebody for all the right reasons for me to be like, yep, there we go. Total respect. Because today's game, there were hits that I was, holy shit, was like thinking, okay, here we go, you know. And of course, when I left to go look for decorations with the kids, you know, whatever, thinking I would come back in time, there's my boy Tommy in the penalty box for 10 minutes for misconduct, for taunting the Carolina bench. Pretty sure that's not what happened, but whatever. Everyone's going to, you know, give him what he wants, whatever. It's, you know, he's in the penalty box kind of laughing and not really giving a shit. And I didn't either. But I will say that I really do think come, you know, after, you know, what is it going to be, October 2nd, I think we're going to see Gudas just come out and he's going to be the other, you know, train. and I've been impressed with him. I think he has been in control. And I know he just had a baby like 2 days ago, a newborn. So that's insane. And congratulations to him. But no, I was really impressed with him. But some of the hits today were out of control. So I really think that come our opening night, watch out for him and Wilson, because they're going to be ready to go.
Well, yeah, speaking of actual fights during this game and how intense it got, real quick, just want to mention somebody else, not the D, sorry to be getting away with that, getting away from that, Chris, but somebody I was really impressed with who did have a fight, who was standing up for his team, that was one of the other new guys, Garrett Hathaway. Way to stand up for your guy. He's gonna be a stand up team guy, and provide some leadership and experience in that room. Kind of help to steer the new guy. So I liked seeing that. I don't know how much playing time he's gonna get, because as we'll go over here in about a minute, I don't know that he'll be making the final roster, but good to see that he'll be, you know, he's a decent addition to the team, and I hope that he gets at least some playing time on the third or fourth line, because it's was really great seeing what he could do.
Oh yeah, he was awesome. And then just to get back to Chris's question really quick, I will say that the one D-line person that really stood out, and he's in the preseason, that I absolutely did not think I would be saying this, because I've always been kind of on the like not quite sure. Juice. No, he has been, I've been really impressed with him, and I hope he continues. And I will say today, I saw some amazing kind of the skill work and that, you know, oh my God, you know, the puck comes to you and what are you going to do moments, and someone who was relaxed and made smart plays and was definitely ready to drop the gloves with a couple other Carolina players with Siegenthaler. So
yeah,
those were just kind of the two that stood out aside from Carlson. Because of course, you know, with my boy Kempney out, I have to say these other players. But of course, when he comes back, he's going to be my number one.
For sure. So, So we're starting to wind down on time a bit here. All right. So, Chris, Actually also posted another question, and I gets right to it. He says, who makes the final roster? And so I think we'll discuss that a bit and then wind it up here. I want to refer to an article that I found earlier today through Twitter. I have a lot of love and respect for this guy, Tom Galitti, who covers the Caps for NHL.com. I think he is, there's a lot of good coverage, but I think he is far and away probably the best source of, factual and evaluation information as far as, how the team's doing as a whole. Now, he goes into, this article goes into some preview that covers five keys of the cap season. We don't have time to go into that, but one of them, or not completely anyway, but one of them he mentions the D line, and as you said, Kempney. He's not 100% ready to play. Another separate key that he pointed out was replacing the experience and leadership of Niskanen and Brooks Orpik, and that goes back to the transition of the D line from those guys to the who we have now. And I think Gudas is going to be the one to probably step up and provide some leadership as far as that goes. So not the same as Brooks Orpik, but I think just as good quality there. So I think that'll answer that key. I think that's something to watch as the season bears out, is that how comfortable he becomes and that he gets the more time he spends as a Cap.
Yep.
Now the projected lineup for the bulk of the season, he's got, I'm just going to go ahead and read it out here. The forward lines, Ovechkin, Backstrom, and Wilson, line number one. Second line, Vrana, Kuznetsov, centering, and Oshie on the other wing. Of course, Kuznetsov will not start the season because NHL don't like what he did. Third line, Hagelin on the left, centered by Lars Eller, and a guy whose name I can't remember right now. I'm freaking out. I can't remember his name. What's his name? That new guy we got from Arizona. What's his name? What's his name? Anybody? What's his name?
So you say that, and then I think that there's like some pun coming along.
Panic. I'm in a pet. Oh yeah, that's his name. He's Panic.
Panic.
That too. And the fourth line, Brendan Leipzig, who we got in the offseason, and Nick Dowd centering, and Garnet Hathaway on the wing, who we just mentioned. D pairings, he's got Kempney Carlson on the first pairing, Orlov and Jensen on the second pairing, and Christian Juice and Radko Gudas on the final pairing. And this is all projected, by the way. This is not the final roster. It's not the actual final roster. That'll be announced later. And of course, and this is the other controversy, but we don't have time to go into that too much. Braden Holtby, of course, the number one, and he's got Copley penciled in as the backup for the bulk of the year. And I don't want to start any arguments here, but that's probably the way to go. Let Samson off his game. Mm-hmm. However you say it, I don't know. Let him start in Hershey. Let him get some more taste of the Chocolate Town, and just call him up if there's an injury, knowing that you can trust him to start a few games, and go from there. Of course, the big answer or question will be come trade deadline and seeing what they will do there, but that's for much later on. So, Anna, did you have any final comments, concerns, anything you wanted to bring up?
No. I like the lineup. I think things will change a little bit. I think I can see some people moving up. I will say, when you talk about Hershey, that there is a player. I need to see Liam O'Brien making this roster, because he has earned it. my God, Big Tuna, come on. So he's kind of like my new, like, I'm going to take him under my wing this season because I really want to see this kid make it on the Caps roster. I think there is a shit ton of potential. He has done his time in Hershey. He has matured as a player, and I really am keeping my fingers crossed for this kid. That's who I would like to see. And again, I'm all 100% on board with Copley. I think people need to give him a chance. You know, not just give him a chance. You know what? Have some faith. You don't make it into the NHL as a goaltender just, you know, at a raffle or, you know, where they're like, oh, hey, I think you may be able to do this. He's got the skill. You know, he needs to, you know, Holtby's been with us for 10 years. So it's like, give this kid the respect that he deserves and back him up. I do. And like we said with Samsonov, outstanding goalie. And could he be future Cap prospect? Hell yeah. If Holtby has to retire at some point, you know, we have this guy he's fantastic, but he's a kid. And so let's give him a little bit more time in the AHL. And I'd like to see, people rally more behind, number one.
Yeah. I think Copley is still, he's still a good fit. I'm not done with him yet. I liked how he's looked in the preseason. Yeah. And I, the only thing I don't like, as I mentioned before, is the fact that he tends to give up the freaky ass goal that comes out of nowhere, but you can't really fault him for that. So yeah, I think for right now that's the way to go as far as the goalie setup. Give Samsonov, you know, let him be the number one in Hershey for a while longer, and then, you know, just in case, you know, have him on standby. And, you know, call him up once in a while, you know, give Holtby, not, you know, don't give him the glove full of nachos as the backup, you know, let him actually sit out the game, and then let Samsonov either start or be backup and, you know, get more of a taste of the NHL ice that way. I just think why mess with what's worked? I don't think the goaltending was the problem last year. So, yeah, I think we're good there. A lot of other things were the problem, especially what we just discussed before that. That's what to keep an eye on. So, yep, glad to see that for once you and I are on agreement as far as that goes. I think this is a good place to stop. So with that, on behalf of the Mermaid Anna Knox, this is the Blue Liner on Point signing off and reminding you that milk is the fastest liquid on earth. Why? Because it's pasteurized before you can see it.
Stop.
Hallelujah, and let's go Caps.
Go Caps.
This has been another episode of the Power Play Point Podcast. All episodes are available from Apple Podcasts, the Podbean app, blueliner77.podbean.com, and now available from Stitcher. Music by Joe McAllister, voiceover by Jeffrey Conkle.